Shvi'is, Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav. So some of these things we're going to talk about, there are pictures below. Havera de Rose, Vahakoifer, which is a henna, Vahaktuf, that's balsam, Vahaloitem, that's stone pine tree. All these had very good fragrances and they were used for b'samim. So all these Yeshlehem Shvi'is, V'ledmehem Shvi'is, they have din of Kedusha Shvi'is, and also the money that's used to buy them have a Kedusha Shvi'is. And the Rav also says there's also a din of beer by them, and the Dmehem, the money for them, also have a din of beer, even though it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Ein laktaf shvius mipnei she'ein opri. Rabbi Shimon says that the ktaf, the balsam, which doesn't really produce a fruit, but rather the tree produces a sap, that sap does not have kedusha shvius because it's not mamish a fruit. Rather, the sap really just has a din of the wood of a tree, and the wood of a tree doesn't have kedusha shvius. It's one of the few things that do not have a kedusha shvius. Now the reason is because the Rab brings down that the hana from wood comes after it's destroyed, because that's what happens. The hana of wood is by using it to cook and make fire with it. And when the Torah says la'achla by shvius, it has to be doime la'achila, that the hana and the beer, which happens while you eat it, happens at the same time. So like when you bite into an apple on shvius, so the kedusha of the apple, so you, as you're eating it and having hana, you're also destroying, you're getting rid of it. That's fine. That's what the Torah is talking about. But eitzim, but wood, the hana happens after it gets destroyed. So therefore, Reb Shimon says that the sap is just like the wood and it's not a fruit, so there's no kedusha shvius. But the Tanna Kamma held that the sap is the fruit of the tree. And lav dafka, the balsam tree, but any tree that doesn't produce fruits, that has sap, the Taisis Yontif says it's any tree also. But the Taisis Yontif brings down that if you do have a fruit-bearing tree, so there's two distinctions. One is that the sap that comes from the fruit itself, the resin that comes from the fruit, that everybody agrees, even Reb Shimon it seems, that that is considered just like the fruit, and it would have a din of Kedusha Shvius. However, what about the wood, if there's sap that comes from the wood of a fruit-bearing tree, not the fruit? So now you can't say, like the Tanna Kamma here, where the Tanna Kamma says that the sap of the tree is the fruit of the tree, because the tree has a different fruit on it. So there, even the Tanna Kamma would agree that the sap does not have Kedusha Shvius like Reb Shimon. And the Rav and the Rambam both hold that the halacha is like Reb Shimon here.